From the Loxley Banks Broadcasting Center in Georgetown, I'm Jevy Ebanks from the Radio Cayman Newsroom with a look at your latest local news. A rape trial involving defendant Palmuragan Paul Rouge opened before Acting Justice the Honorable Dale Palmer and a jury of 5 women and 2 men today. He's accused of raping a woman in December 2024. He denies the charges. In the Crown's opening, jurors heard that the complainant had been celebrating her birthday in December 2024. The complainant, who had finished work around 2 p.m., met the defendant when she and her friend went to a local bar where he was working as a bartender and provided them with free shots. The complainant and her friend eventually left the bar and later moved to another bar on West Bay Road when the defendant appeared. After some time clubbing, the complainant's friend went to the bathroom. When she returned, the Crown says the friend saw the complainant and the defendant drinking together and appearing to kiss. The friend later left briefly to check another venue within the same plaza, and when she returned, both the complainant and the defendant were gone. According to the complainant, she and the defendant left to look for her friend. Instead, she says they ended up at his car, which she initially believed was her friend, as it was a similar color and make and model. While parked facing the West Bay Road, the complainant alleges she was raped in the back seat. The case continues tomorrow in the main court building, with the evidence in chief and cross-examination of the complainant expected to continue. Senior Crown Counsel Kenneth Ferguson appears for the Crown, while Brady's attorneys Lee Halliday Davis represents Mr. Paul Raj. Police are investigating 3 burglary-related incidences reported in Northside early this morning. Shortly after 1:30 a.m., police officers responded to an attempted burglary of a man dressed in dark clothing after he entered a home through an unsecured balcony door. The occupant shouted at the suspect, who ran off towards the beach. Nothing was stolen and no one was injured. Police then attended a second attempted burglary nearby, when again, nothing was reported stolen. Minutes later, officers responded to a third home after occupants heard suspicious noises and confronted the intruder. The suspect fled, but cash and personal items were later found to be missing. Police say the 2 incidences involved entry through unsecured doors. Residents are being reminded to lock all doors and windows before going to bed or leaving home. Anyone with information or CCTV footage is urged to contact the Bodentown Police Station or to provide information anonymously through the RCIPS or Cayman Crime Stoppers. In other police news, the RCIPS is renewing its warning about an ongoing online phishing scam involving Google Meet video calls. Police say the scam has affected several people on the islands and are urging the public not to share personal or banking information with unsolicited callers. Radio Cayman's intern Tyler Stewart has more in this report.
The Royal Cayman Islands Police Service says it has received an increase in reports of scammers posing as police officers or immigration officials during Google Meet video calls. Investigators say the suspect asks victims to turn on their cameras, confirm personal information, provide banking details, and click on suspicious links. Police stress that no government agency will ever contact members of the public through an unsolicited video call to request banking or other sensitive information. The RCIPS has released an image believed to be the suspect, who was thought to be calling from overseas. Anyone who receives a similar call is urged to end the conversation immediately, contact their bank if necessary, and report the incident to the nearest police station. For Radio Cayman News, I'm Tyler Stewart.
Thank you, Tyler. Cayman sees its 3rd week of falling gas prices, with the average price of self-service regular gas down 15 cents from the last check on the 15th of July at $5.55. The average price for premium self-service dipped 14 cents, taking it to $6.05. The average price of diesel is now $6.01. That is an 11 cent drop. According to the Utility Regulation and Competition Office, ERCO, commonly referred to as OFREG, you can get the cheapest self-service regular gasoline at AA Red Bay for $5.38. On the diesel side, refuel at the airport has the lowest price at $5.52 a gallon. You can find the latest gas prices at OFREG.ky. You're listening to Radio Cayman's Evening News. Patients with Parkinson's disease now have access to a specialized speech and swallowing therapy program through the Health Services Authority. The newly introduced Speak Out Therapy program is designed to address common communication and swallowing difficulties associated with the condition. Health officials say the program teaches patients to speak with intent, helping improve vocal strength, clarity, and confidence. The initiative adds to the HSA's existing neuro-rehabilitation programs and multidisciplinary support services for individuals living with Parkinson's disease and other neurological disorders. Officials are encouraging eligible patients to seek referrals through their healthcare providers. Crazy egg prices are no stranger to Cayman shoppers, which is one of the many reasons the Department of Agriculture continues to push to attract locals into egg production. And they're hoping that you'll pop by a special event next month to get the full explanation. DOA's Marcia Beckford.
So there is no registration required. All you would have to do is, it's scheduled for August the 27th at the Georgetown Library between the hours of 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m.
DOA's Des Moines Nash is encouraging in-person attendance, but says there will be a Zoom link, particularly for potential farmers in the Sister Islands.
So we'll provide an overview of the poultry sector, the policy that was implemented to increase production and to provide greater access to the market. We'll provide key information on how to get certified. So we'll take you right through the journey of you just having an interest and you becoming an egg farmer, selling your eggs. So we'll take you along that.
For more information, head to doa.gov.ky. Finally today, the Ministry of Culture and Heritage is launching a new camp next month.
It's called the Beat of Our Hearts Summer Drumming Camp. It's a new cultural initiative about learning to play drums, connecting our young people with the cultural heritage while building their confidence, discipline, and teamwork.
The ministry's Shakira Miller tells Radio Cayman the camp will be headed by Third World's Willie Stewart, along with local artists Jason Gilbert and Reynard Powell.
That he's a respected percussionist and the founder of Solutions in Music. He's worked with young people for many years, including students who have faced challenges in school and in their communities. He uses drumming as a way to build confidence, improve focus, encourage teamwork, and to give people, the young people, a positive outlet. Really excited that he's coming, and we're hoping that that experience will encourage this to happen again next year.
Christy Watler McElroy says the camp will cater to kids 14 to 18 years old.
They don't have to have any musical background. They just have to have the want to learn. The camp is going to be from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. at the Intergenerational Hub. The cost is free.
The camp runs the 10th to the 14th of August with a closeout concert on the 15th that's open to the public. To register, head over to MYSCH_Cayman on social media. That's your latest local news from the Radio Cayman newsroom. I'm Jevy Ebanks. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday.